ever since the Me Too movement, there's been this huge push that there's some sort of big issue, really, to put it as a systemic issue within the SBC when it comes to sexual abuse, that there's both a rampant amount of it occurring, and there's also this huge conspiratorial cover-up of it. That's how it's being presented. So last year at the convention, a man got up and paraded a abuse survivor in front of everyone and brought her up, hey, the SBC isn't taking care of people like this. We need to have an investigation. We need to get to the bottom of this. And because of the emotionalism, it passed, even though the wording of it was not very good, not well thought out. Good intentions, poor execution. That's been kind of what's been occurring in the SBC for a while now. Then that leads to the executive committee waiving attorney-client privilege and then losing their legal firm because that's just a dangerous thing to do. It opens you up to a lot of problems. There's a reason that we have that in place in the legal system. And it was not required by the messengers. The messengers didn't say you had to waive attorney-client privilege. The wording was slipped in there, but it was worded as if required. They did it preemptively, which was very concerning, and that led to a lot of chaos. But again, it was all in the service, of this greater good, this greater good. We're going to get to the bottom of this huge issue. And there's been this cover-up, and there's just this massive rampant issue with sexual abuse going on in the SBC. And we're going to find all of those cases, and we're going to find the cover-up, and we're going to get rid of it. So now the report has been released. Looking at the report, there's so little that they found that if you actually pay attention to it, it paints the opposite picture, not a picture of massive rampant sexual abuse and massive rampant cover-up, but actually that we're doing phenomenally well, considering that we live in a fallen world where there's going to be problems.